Raptors fans are very lucky. You know why?
Why?
Their team's up 2-0.
And they got a great coach.
They got a very good coach. The birthday boy himself. It was a birthday last night.
Wow.
Or yesterday, and he picked up a big win. Here's the head coach of the Raps. They're up 2-0 heading down to D.C. Game 3 Friday night. Here's Dwayne Casey. How you doing, Dwayne?
Hey, guys. How you doing, Brian?
We're doing really well. I mean, how many games have you coached on your birthday?
I think this is the first one, especially in the playoffs, because the season started a little bit earlier this year, and the playoffs got started a little bit earlier this year. So normally my birthday is hitting right at the end of the season, right, you know, when the season ends. So great birthday gift. You know, guys, the game was much better than the singing by the rookies at the shoot-around yesterday morning.
Yeah, I mean, they were serenading you?
Hurting.
Huh? Were they serenading you in the, during the shoot-around?
If you would call it serenaded, is giving it a good name. I mean, it was more like noise more than anything else, but it was the thought that was what it was counting. So
what happened there? Did the vets make them do it? Is that what happened?
The vets made the rookies step up, OG, and although the 905 guys and Lorenzo, they got in and, you know, they hummed and hemmed and everything else and tried to sing happy birthday, but it was good. It was good.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, Noodles and I have been talking about this throughout the afternoon. When I compare and contrast the two teams in this series, Washington, I mean, it's been well documented what's been going on with them and behind the scenes and in the locker room and on social media. And I look at you guys, and maybe it's because of the moment. You're up 2-0 in the series. You're feeling good about yourselves. But it seems like you guys have a group there that it's very cohesive. They all get along. They're all on the same page. I mean, these are cliches from the outside, but take us in the room. Is that a fact? Is that the truth? How do you feel about, you know, how all of your players get along?
No, our togetherness is good. We've been together, and that's one thing. With consistency with the core group, you know, Kyle and DeMar and Jonas have been together now, and we've been excellent leaders for our group and led the young guys. But it starts with those three. They're the core guys of the group and kind of patrol everything and make sure everything is going good. And then our young guys are very mature. You got, you know, Fred Van Fleet, who is a mature, you know, four-year guy from Wichita State. And you got DeLon Wright, who is a four-year guy from Utah. So they're not your typical rookies. They're mature for their age, and which is good. And, again, you're saying comfortable. We understand, and that's the other thing, too, with consistency, Brian. We know that it's going to be a battle. These next two games are going to be a battle. We don't take anything for granted. You know, that's something we can't do. You know, we've had a good year. We know we're a good team, but there's nothing you can take for granted in this league, because as soon as you do, somebody's going to come and take away from you. So we've got to go to Washington with a seriousness and a toughness and a mental toughness that you got to have to win a couple of games on the road.
Well, looking back on last night, I think there were a lot of fans that were very comfortable after the first quarter. You guys put up 44 points. Mm-hmm. You're up 17 after the first quarter. Were you surprised by that? I mean, those are numbers we don't see very often in the regular season, let alone the playoffs.
Well, again, our shooting is something, a style of play that we've been working on all year, and you know, we've been getting the volume of threes up, but our percentage is in the middle of the road. So now, shooting's been good, knock on wood, the first couple of games. We've got to continue to concentrate on making the threes. But, you know, it's nothing different than what we've done all year. But, you know, we made some shots, and that's a big difference. And it's a make-or-miss league, Brian. But also, too, going into halftime, as I told the team, you know, if you look at this entire year, there's always been runs by the other teams. And just because of the three-point shot, there's no lead safe, and you know, a team gets hot on the three-point line, and sooner or later that lead's going to disappear. So those are the things that I thought our team handled as well as you could. You knew that Washington was going to make a run. Probably 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we'd have probably given that game to them. But the mental toughness, some of the scars that we've developed over the years it helped us last night, and it have helped us in the first game. You know, to fight through some adverse situations and some, you know, some droughts in the game and things like that. And that's what the consistency and the maturity of the guys have developed over the years.
With Dwayne Casey, wraps up 2-0 going down to Washington, game 3 Friday night. I thought when the Wizards were kind of making a push in the fourth, it officially came to an end when DeLon Wright had that massive block on John Wall. And when C.J. Miles hit that kind of miracle three, I think it was only 3 or 4 seconds left on the clock. And those are two bench guys who factored in big time throughout the game and into the fourth quarter. And whenever we had you on the show throughout the year, I kept peppering you. I'm like, are you really going to do this? Are you really going to commit to playing the bench in the playoffs? Last night, you had 13 different guys on the court. I mean, come on. Like, what? I can't believe you're doing this, but it's been working out for you. Is this what you envisioned the whole time?
Well, this is kind of who we were the entire season, Brian. And, until those guys just prove me wrong and prove all of us wrong, then we've got to go with the formula that's got us, the record we have and the wins we have. And those guys, have earned it. They're out there getting the job done. And every once in a while, we'll have to put someone else in just to kind of see if we can get the right matchup. And lo and behold, it happens. And, like last night, the first game, we put Lucas in, and he came in and did a good job. And DeLon Wright took over for Fred VanVleet and really has come in and done an excellent job. So the bench, has done an excellent job all year. And the first couple of games, I think they've been the difference. Like you said, the winning play that DeLon made on the block, on Wall, and then also too the shot that CJ made was huge. I mean, those two big plays in the fourth quarter were winning plays, and those guys have been making those plays all year, and that's what we need from them. We got to have from them going forward.
So Fred VanVleet, he tried to go last night. He only ended up playing a few minutes. He said you took him out because it didn't feel right to you. Right. How do you approach game three with him?
Well, Brian, that's a tough one because, the kid, he wants to play. He's gutting it out, trying to play. But like I told him before the game, if you go out there and just seem like you're just avoiding contact and kind of gimping around, we can't have that. So I admire his toughness, and, he's going to give you all he had. But he just, didn't move right. He shot a ball that just didn't look like his shot, and he went to catch a pass that kind of sailed out of bounds because he, tried to catch it with his left. So those things were telling me that, he's just not ready, and I admire his toughness and we appreciate him, and just, let Mother Nature take its course and just, let your body heal a little bit more, and maybe these next couple of games will give him a couple more days because he's 90% better than he was, a few days after first happened. So we were surprised he came back this quick and was able to go through practice and shoot around the other day. So these next couple of days, today he was moving good, getting treatment. And so, we'll see what happens on Friday.
The Raptors up 2-0 going down to D.C. We're chatting with their head coach, Dwayne Casey. I'm not sure you can really find any negatives out of the first couple of games, but I know you as a coach, you're probably going to dig pretty deep. And if there's one thing that stood out to me last night was the turnovers. I mean, you guys turned the ball over, I wouldn't say a significant amount, but more than Washington did. I think you compensated with the amount of rebounds you pulled in last night. But, I mean, that was your focus after game one. What did you think of the turnovers last night?
No question. Those areas, right, the turnover area is huge in the fact that we turned the ball over in game one 17 times. And, those live ball turnovers really ignite a team like Washington, who's very quick and athletic and try to get out on the break after you turn it over. So we got to take care of the ball. They're long, they're athletic, they gamble in the passing lanes, they do a great job of coming from behind and back tapping and all those things. So we really got to take care of the ball and get up over the defense to make a pass and do a good job in creating passing lanes. And I think we've done a pretty good job against their blitzes, and that's one of the reasons why we're able to knock down so many shots is because they are leaving us open, but, trying to get the ball out of Cal and DeMar's hands. So we've done a good job with that, but they're just the other live ball turnovers we got to clean up and make sure we contain the penetration. I thought that's something that was, hurt us a little bit last night, and make sure we understand where the help is coming from and make sure we engage with, Ty Lawson's speed, John Wall's speed. Lawson's a kid that they just got in from China that they added to their team in the last couple of weeks. So, we got to make sure we understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to get in the paint and kick out and create a problem with his speed, and we got to make sure we have a good gauge on his speed.
One thing that won't be happening down in D.C., unless he makes the travel, is you won't have Drake standing and yelling in front of you all night. I mean, what's that like to coach? Because you're a guy that parades up and down the court, and Drake was up all night last night.
I love Drake, but I don't even see him. I hear him every once in a while getting on the officials, which is good, but But I don't even, you know, notice him or, you know, we appreciate him and his help. And he's been a huge ambassador for us, Brian. He really sells our program and our city and what the Raptors stand for, the culture. And one of these days we're going to get one of those big-time free agents, you know, because, you know, they think we're cool because Drake is one of our ambassadors and part of our organization.
Well, a title could probably help that, too. And, I mean, it's early in the playoffs, but you guys are off to a good start. So good luck as you head down to D.C. for Game 3. And, as always, we really appreciate you doing this.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Noodles.
You bet.
There he is, okay. Dwayne Casey.
Love that, man.
How about that shout-out for you, Noodles? Well, you knew he was going to give you a shout-out.
I know,
you knew it was coming.
See?
Nothing for the O-Dog either, which I like.
Yeah, why? Is because we didn't ask him for a tracksuit.
Well, of course not. Because we're reasonable. We're adults. We're mature.